A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Lauren and I are just exchanging, like, dirty fantasies about Andrew Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo. Andrew, my daddy with his nipple piercings, which everyone says they weren't pierced, but I'm choosing to just live in a world where his nips are fully pierced.
Chris Cuomo is like your Italian New Yorker Jersey fantasy.
Oof, Chris Cuomo down in his COVID basement all alone. I would crab walk. I'd crab walk exorcist style down those stairs.
To get railed.
Suck his COVID dick.
Yeah, he's
so hot.
Yeah, I would do like...
I would do a line of anti-malarial drugs.
Off his cock.
Off his cock.
Yeah, me too.
He's really hot. And so I was watching.
He's really hot.
Yeah. And he has a good video right now, which is like his theory on like how to fight COVID. Like if you get it, what to do. And even
he had a tough time with it.
He said it was like the hardest. It was like the hardest sickness he's ever fought. Like he was like covered in sweat and like feeling weak and just like all this stuff. But his advice was like, he said that his doctors told him that what you have to do is like, if you feel like you can get up and like go about your day, even though your instinct is to just like rest and rest and rest, that you really should try and be like as active as possible, because like the virus wants you to like lay down and just be like in a resting vibe so that it can get into your lungs and like take over. But if you're, the reason that you're having like fever and body aches and like weakness is so that you then lay down so that it can get into your lungs. But if you're
it's a smart little bitch.
How'd you get so smart? I love it
being like, come on, just lay
rest.
Down just fucking rest, come on, you don't need
COVID
to.
Is like me when I'm in a relationship with someone and we've like just finished having sex and they are like ready to go about their day, but I'm in pure bed mode. And then I'm just like, no, don't get up. Come on. Let's just be in bed all day.
Let's just like put the curtains down and pretend it's nighttime.
I know. We'll just like Postmate something. We'll just like vibe.
It's always dusk in COVID land.
Yeah. COVID just wants you to like chill.
Come on.
But really, you need to like activate and like go lift a kettlebell or something like that.
He is.
He's like,
he can lift me.
He's just down there in his basement.
He can lift me. I want him to like do a push up like with me of one arm, but just balancing like my head balancing in his palm.
Yeah.
And just going like that. And I'm like completely straight. And he's somehow like able to lift me.
I want him to grab me by the neck and then just lift me up.
Ew, did you see that? Speaking of Andrew Cuomo, did you see that video of that Randy Rainbow comedian who did like, he did like a love song to Andy Cuomo?
No.
He
was
like, sung to the tune of Sandy from Greece.
I don't have time for that.
It was some wee Willy Winky shit. That guy,
not,
have you seen
I'm
that
not
guy?
Doing it. Who's wee Willy
Randy
Winky?
Rainbow?
No, I don't know.
I don't know of him. He's a gay comedian. He's a gay YouTube comedian who has like an Emmy. Anyway.
They give him out to anyone these days.
But he was like, he was singing, he was talking about like Andrew Cuomo. He was like, I want you, maybe they'll let you be king one day. I was like, king? We don't need a king.
This isn't a monarchy.
So Trump last night, not to bring up that fucker, but like Trump, he's unhinged.
He's
by
truly,
the way.
He's spiraling. Okay, so
he did
COVID,
a press conference last night where he said,
brings out the worst in people or the best, yeah. But usually just the worst. And he's one of them.
But I like the reporters are becoming more combative with him, which is really fun. But they're this one reporter, I think her name was like Paula something. They were having a fight last night and he was like, or no, one of them was like, you are not helping. The governors are having to rally together because you're not helping them.
Yeah.
And he said, the president has total power. When it comes to that, he goes, the president has total power. And she said, who told you that the president has total power? And he was like, the president has total power. Total. It is total. And
he
then this other woman
know
was
what
pressing
he's
it.
Talking about.
Pence came on after and said, the president's power is absolute.
Well, because Mike Pence is his little butt boy.
Right. But then this other reporter came on and he was like, she's like, what did you do in that month of February when you could have been preparing and you did nothing? Like, what did you do? And he's like, and he said something, why did Joe Biden not apologize?
For what?
And she goes, why did Joe Biden not apologize? And then she goes, I don't think the 20 million people who are unemployed right now care if Joe Biden apologized to you, Mr. President. And he goes, you know, you're so disgraceful. You are so disgraceful. And you're a fake. And the people know you're a fake. And that's why your approval rating is lower than it's ever been. I'm
to
like,
her?
Geez, yes!
She doesn't even have an approval rating.
No, the media.
Oh, the media.
He goes, the people are wise onto this. He's very she will be revealed.
He's such a Staub energy. But the thing about Staub energy is that you can't fight it. Everything just like brushes off of it. There's no fighting a Staub.
It's also called insanity.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way to like argue with someone that's truly just beyond delusional into like cuckoo land.
But I'm forever grateful of. Wait, speaking of Staub, did we talk about the video?
Icaro. Oh, by the way, welcome to.
Oh yeah, sorry. Welcome to sexy. Welcome to sexy.
Unique
podcast. Tough Sicilian bitches. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara. And
it's
last
week five,
week,
baby. Week five of quarantine. Reporting to you live from separate quarters.
And week five, episode five of this season, season three of Ronjay. But the most important news is that Carrie got a cameo. Well, your boyfriend got you a cameo from the one and only Danielle Staub.
I'll just replay it. If you haven't heard it, this is.
She truly
so Simon
is on a
had
new
gotten
level.
It for me. My birthday is in a week almost.
Mm-hmm.
Or
like a little more than a week. And Simon was like, do you want your birthday present, one of your birthday presents earlier? Or he got me something else, but he was like, do you want your other gift? And I was like, why don't you just wait? Like, it's fine. And he goes, mm-hmm. okay. And then he left the room and then he came back and stood in the doorway, like just silently. And he goes, are you sure? And I was like, okay, yeah, show it to me. And I guess he'd gotten it like the week before, but she was late. And she did it for free because she was late.
Really?
And she wrote him like a personal message being like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is your, like, I'm sorry. I had to make up for time or whatever.
Oh my God. That's so sweet.
Hi, Ricardo. I'm Danielle's Bob, and this is a message for you from Simon here on Cameo. Happiest birthday to the best boyfriend ever. He loves you very, 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 very much. Was that right, Simon? I think it was. I want to wish you the happiest birthday ever from me personally. And there's one more message. She will be revealed tonight. I'm certain you must know what that means. And now I'm curious. So somebody please fill me in. Happy birthday. Thank you for being a loyal fan and a Jersey boy for life. And anything for your future needs, please find me here in Cameo. Team, that's why this looks like this. Sorry for that.
Sorry for that.
I love her little giggle.
She added those varies on her own.
I'm obsessed with when you think the varies are going to end, they keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
True performance art.
Was that
queen.
Right, Simon?
Was that right, Simon?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she goes, and also someone pointed out a mouse goes by in the background.
A mouse?
Yeah.
No.
Like, in the first 10 seconds, you see a mouse skitter behind under the china cupboard in the back.
Get the fuck.
A white mouse. I saw it.
I saw it.
I saw it.
I saw it. I saw the mouse.
It was honestly, like, the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, that's incredible. Wait, I want to look and see the mouse now. Hang on.
But Danielle, but how sweet that she, like...
That's really sweet.
She's a woman of her word.
A woman of her word. I have to be quite honest with you. You can't ever say that
about me. I love. She will be revealed tonight.
I'm certain you know what that means.
Now I'm curious.
Why? I love she doesn't know her own catchphrase.
Well, that's because she was probably on. Let's just go.
She was on a fair amount of blow.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm now looking for the mouse. Hang on.
Hi, Carl. I'm Danielle Staub, and this is a message for you from Simon here in Cameo.
Oh, my God. Wait. Is that a mouse? That's a piece of fuzz. That's like a feather.
Maybe. Someone said it was a mouse.
Because I saw the feather.
Yeah, it's probably a feather. I don't think she would have.
I mean, I would not be shocked if it was a mouse, but I'm pretty sure that looked like a feather, like flying.
Right? I loved it.
I love it. Whatever it is.
The inference.
It's a spirit.
She will be revealed tonight.
She will be revealed tonight.
And her, like, her forearm tattoos.
Oh, God, love her.
So that was a moment.
That's gorgeous.
Gorgeous moment.
That's a gorgeous gift. Moment.
Icaro. I love and Simon said that he did a phonetic pronunciation for her to say to, he goes, and he added, you might have to roll the R's. A little roll of the R would be helpful.
She really takes direction well. She's a director's dream.
She's a true modeling pro.
A muse.
She's a real muse. Yeah, but speaking of what do we want to talk about? What do we want to talk about in the next episode?
What do we want to talk about now?
We recorded a bonus episode. It's some juicy bonus. There's some juicy readings in there.
Yeah, we did a full reader mail bonus episode.
What's with my, like, my Worcester, Massachusetts?
You love, like, I think it's, like, after like listening the fighter. To Danielle, yeah, you're in the fighter.
I'm like one of the
she
sisters
in
the
fighter. She will be revealed tonight.
She will be revealed tonight. I wanted to recommend a really good show.
Oh yeah, what show?
Oh fuck. I've been watching The Plot Against America and I really like it.
Oh yeah, you're into that show.
I am. Winona's bringing good Winona energy, not like Stranger Things Winona, which I think they misuse her in that, and I don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Winona playing it straight, playing back to her old ways, and it's taking off.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that. It seems like a lot for me.
It's a lot, but it's good, and I just like the clothes and the times.
Yeah, I'm still watching My Brilliant Friend, Ciao Lenu. And it's,
maybe I should do it.
Oh, it truly is everything to me. I'm so deeply invested in My Brilliant Friend. I've been learning some Italian on Duolingo and dreaming of the day when I can retreat to Italy.
To Tuscany.
To Tuscany. To Sicily.
Oh my God. Napoli. Oh, my God. I said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I want to go to Sicily really bad.
I'm dying to go to Sicily.
Ugh, it'd be cool to be Sicilian.
It'd be so fucking dope.
Have you watched The Godfather Part 2?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched
a movie called The Godfather.
The Godfather Part 1 and 2. I might rewatch during Quar because they're really doing it. Like, they're truly... People ain't lying. They're great movies. The great flicks.
They are great. And when the opening of the number two, when they're in that funeral procession in Sicily and like this, it's like summer and it's like blazing hot out. And you're just like, oh, take me there.
I live.
But take me to that arch plane.
Getting it really like Italian over the past week. And then I watched La Ventura, which is like a Criterion Collection, like one of the top like Italian cinemas to watch. And it is.
Yeah.
Truly so fucking good. Like,
yeah,
normally I would be maybe somewhat bored and not enthralled by like a black and white cinema with subtitles, but this truly had me, and the outfits are insane, and Monica Vitti is so beautiful, and she is a true superstar.
A good Italian black and white movie for you that Simon had me watch a few, because I hadn't seen, he's some of his like Italian directors that he really likes are Visconti and Pasolini. You should watch this movie Teorema. Have you seen that?
No.
By Pasolini. It's set in Italy, in Milan, and Milano. He was a gay Italian director who I think was murdered by the government. Ugh. for making like subversive movies.
Wow.
But this movie is so hot, and it's about this like, it's basically like a bisexual, like pansexual, like tempter who comes to this family and like fucks up everything. It's so good and like creepy. Yeah
I'm so into that.
It's amazing. Okay. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. Apparently there's La Ventura, La Notte, and another one, but it's like a trio of Italian movies that just deal with like bourgeois malaise, and I was like, I'm into that vibe.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love like
just like people being like kind of listless and upset,
languishing on like a chair in the palatial terrace.
Yeah, and they just like kind of don't know why, but they're still down to like dress beautifully and party.
Ennui, baby.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Tioram is amazing. It's, like, creepy, but also, like, so sexy. And there's, like, this whole, like, supernatural element to it. It's really, really cool.
Okay, chic. I'm going to watch that. Simon also posted a photo of him with Donatella Versace.
The Italian queen.
Ugh. Nothing but respect for my president, Donatella Versace.
Yeah, he worked with her when he was like in his 20s in this project. They did like a collab and he got to go to Milano. And he said that they had this big opening night for their launch of their line. And she had either of him and his brother in both of her arms. She was like, my boys, my boys. She kept going, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Right?
We can only dream to flank Donatella's arms.
Remember her ice bucket challenge?
Yes.
These two hot shirtless guys are flanking her.
I love her.
My name is Donatella Versace.
I need to rewatch the like Lifetime Versace movie with Gina Gershon as Donatella.
Wait, Gina Gershon is dating Ben from High Maintenance.
Whoa, that's a hot couple. My mouth, I just like salivated.
They're quarantining together. She posted a photo of like they're on like a canoe in the Venice Canal or something, and like she has her feet in his face.
They're in LA. My God.
Yeah. And there's one where they're at like the Brentwood Farmers Market with masks on. They're fully a couple.
Wow. Of course they're like I'm obsessed with the people that have flocked to the Brentwood Farmers Market.
Right.
Like Gwyneth and Brad obviously did. Mm-hmm. And then like but the thing to do is like go out in public to like a chic place like a Brentwood Farmers Market and then post about how you went there, but you were safe in masks, even though it's like you literally just were surrounded by like 500 other people for hours. And
there was an outbreak there.
But then I'm Did you more see it? Obsessed. I didn't know that there was an outbreak, but
there's
that
like
makes
30 people got it at the Brentwood Farmers Market.
Of course they did. Like, why wouldn't they? You literally all gathered in like a public setting and all touched fruits and vegetables and then ate them. Like, what did you expect? But then my favorite is Katherine Schwarzenegger took a stand against the Brentwood Farmers Market and like
she did
tweeted out about it and how it was not okay, and then got the Brentwood Farmers Market shut down. So she's
Kitty Schwartz.
Now Brentwood.
I'm actually
enemy like, okay numero uno. Oh, you're okay with her?
No, I'm not.
I stand with Brentwood. I'll say it.
I'm not okay with her. I think she and her husband are
they're
evil Christians.
Christian psyops.
They're insane. And he's going to be like the next Ronald Reagan and she's going to be Nancy Reagan.
They're agents of the Lord.
But I did like that. I appreciate that she used whatever fucking platform that she has. Like, she's an author, I guess. to shut down the Brentwood. So I was like, okay, sometimes it just takes like a fucking rich white person to tell other rich white people to stop.
She waged a war and got that shit shut down.
Ugh, but they're so creepy together.
The creepiest.
Did you see another Kennedy died?
Yeah.
I sent you that link.
We talked about it, yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. All things. It's okay. Every day melts into the next.
Sorry.
Wait, beyond the kayaking accident?
No. But they. Okay. I think that they had gone missing, they were like all the Kennedys and the Schwarzeneggers and the Shri. Like they all did this giant Zoom prayer together, okay. And like posted it. And I looked at it and got a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, that's keep it to yourself.
So like Chris Pratt is in the Kennedy family.
Mm-hmm. That's bizarre.
That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
I miss Arnold, actually. He did a really good post where he was like quarantined with two miniature ponies.
I saw that.
And it made a lot of sense. I was like, wow, he's like done it. Like, he's managed to come out on top once again. And honestly, after watching him in Terminator, the new Terminator movie, I was back on Team Arnold.
I've kind of always been on Team Arnold.
You stand with Arnold at all costs.
It just was a great... It was what we needed. Him just being like, you're not cool. Go home.
Yeah. He's never been cool. He, at his essence, he is just like wanting to snuggle with a pony. And I relate
but
to
him,
that.
But him telling other like dumb college kids, like, this doesn't make you cool to go party. Like, they needed Arnold Schwarzenegger to tell them to shame them, and I appreciated it.
But do college kids actually care about Arnold Schwarzenegger? I feel like our generation is the last generation that cared about him.
I know.
No one cares about him that's not like 30 and under.
He was so hot in Terminator 2.
I never had like the hots for him.
I did.
Really?
I used to look up
daddy.
I used to look up pictures. He was my first, like before I was, when I was like deeply closeted, I would just look up pictures of him and his, bodybuilding days and like when he was in the 70s.
Ooh, yeah.
And just like look at those pics, but be like, I was looking at it because I was like horny for him, but I didn't make the connect that like that was what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. You were so just like, why do I like this so much?
Why am I spending an hour looking at pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What's so fascinating about this to me?
Not even. Is that funny?
I love that.
But my like whenever we had like an, remember like having an IT guy to come over?
Mm-hmm. When you erase everything, you try and erase the browsing history.
Yeah.
I just blame everything on like my siblings.
Son is looking at photos of Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1976.
There's a really good
research.
Have you watched that documentary about him in the 70s as a bodybuilder?
No.
Oh, you should watch that. It's a really good. It's like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've always. Yeah, I thought he was hot in Jingle All the Way too. Guess who's in that movie?
Who?
Rita Wilson.
Is she the wife?
She plays the wife.
Yeah.
He's going, Howard.
She's always like, she's always the wife.
She posted a truly Place of Nunca photo on Sunday where she was like, just because we can't go to service doesn't mean that we can't find Jesus in every day. And it's a picture of a telephone pole that looks like a cross against like nauseating blue sky.
That was a real stretch.
She's also, I was talking about this yesterday, but she's also like, I've noticed she loves commenting on like Michelle Obama's Instagram all the time.
Mm-hmm. They're bosom buddies.
Yeah.
They go way back. Rita has really taken COVID by storm.
Rita has taken 2020 by storm.
Yeah. She's like one of the big winners in 2020 so far.
No one's having a good year except Rita Wilson.
Yeah, Rita's thriving despite all odds. She's doing hip-hop videos. Like, yeah, getting COVID, beating COVID, coming back to America, hanging out in like a king-size bed, rapping.
Yeah.
Commenting on Michelle Obama's photos.
Yeah. The Hanks couple, I was like, remember, we were so young when they first got COVID.
I know. It seems like a year ago.
They didn't really, do much.
They didn't do much.
Lady Gaga just raised, $90 million for COVID. The Hankses kind of just, posted photos where they're like, we have the Blas today.
They're like, we're sad. And then Tom Hanks is like, okay, I'll host digital SNL.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I did, and there was, a couple funny, honestly, Chloe Fineman is just a diamond in the rough of that show.
Yeah, she's so funny.
But truly, if you want great content, you can just go to her Instagram and or Google her, and then you can get everything, and it's way better than anything
else. Her and Bowen.
Yeah, on SNL. And then after a while, I just turned it off. I was like, why am I even watching this?
The hopes of seeing Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, in the background of Colin Jost's basement.
Yeah, I've been really, and then we'll get into it, but I've been, what was I just going to say? Oh, also another Instagram that I'm getting that I think is one to watch is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, she's really bringing it.
She's starting to really bring it. She did a photo yesterday where she just had the sliver of her top lip just on a piece of furniture. Staring into the camera with her eyes wide and kind of in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
She Instagrammed a video of David Kelly vacuuming with a Dyson that's really spoke to me as a fellow Dyson lover.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Or was it a Dyson? Maybe not. It was just a vacuum, but I do love to vacuum. So, and you could tell she just didn't want to be on the gram, and she was cackling.
Does she? She has a line of something
She has a clean perfume line called Henry Rose that's all clean fragrances.
Nice.
It's Goop approved. She has a really good. if you're looking for like content to listen to, you should listen to her Goop interview with Gwyneth. They did a whole podcast together.
Michelle has a story.
Michelle has lots of stories, and she and Gwyneth, I just am obsessed when Gwyneth talks to other actresses because they get on like a real actress level with each other, and you can tell that they all know things that we don't know and we'll never have any idea.
Yeah, just like the slight little nuance. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, well, you know what it's like. And they're like, boy, do I ever. And then you're just like
tell me.
And they kind of will tell you sometimes, but like, I just love actresses talking to each other.
Remember when Sharon Stone was being interviewed and someone was like, have you ever been Me Too'd? And she just went, ha ha ha. Started laughing. Then she went, I've been in this industry for 30 years. She goes, I've seen it all. And that was it.
Yeah.
And you were just like, damn.
Sharon Stone's a fucking survivor.
She's amazing.
I love, like, and I feel like the older women in Hollywood, it's like they're post Me Too in the sense that it's like,
it was too late. Like, they're never going to get
way too late. And like, the shit that they've fucking been through is nothing compared to like,
like Sharon Stone was like,
generation.
She was like a sex object and like,
truly like the sexiest, hottest woman ever. But you know that guys were like awful to her.
Yeah, and like, but Charlize,
she's on top.
She is. Her Instagram is a gem too, and her Twitter. Mm-hmm. So, click that follow. Speaking of following,
we are following,
we follow our ladies.
Our ladies into the depths of New Jersey.
We're now post Thanksgiving. I love in the beginning of this episode, there's like witch house music playing.
Yeah,
it's like this like very like kind of like trappy music playing.
The beginning of this episode also was like, it was like a music video.
Yeah.
It was like so many cars pulled up to various houses. It was like a super cut of like a Ferrari and then like white ranges, gray ranges, and like Mercedes SUVs all just like pulling up to mansions. It really did it for me. I needed to see, I would like a super cut of every car pulling up to every single housewife in the entire franchise's mansion.
I think that can be done.
Someone out there, internet, do your thing and deliver me what I so seek.
Do your thing.
Do your thing, internet.
We cut to the Gorgas mansion and they're all like rolling around and Melissa, all the kids are with Melissa and Joey, and then Melissa's like, I gotta go clean. And she's in the closet organizing. And then off screen, you hear her start singing Amazing Grace.
This was truly...
It's so staged.
This was a above and beyond moment for me where I'm in like full buy-in mode to this delusional insanity.
Like,
of,
it's
like
such
a soft singing, like, being like, you guys, well, I have to go fold some laundry. And then like,
I gotta go organize because that's what I do.
The beleaguered housewife goes into the other room and then just softly, as she does every day of her life, just starts singing Amazing Grace to herself.
It's just what she does. She doesn't, you know, singing just comes naturally to her, and it's her Star Is Born moment.
Truly, and also she's not that good of a singer.
No, she's not. She's not good.
That's like the icing
she's
on top.
Super pitchy and like very just like.
When you're trying, and I do this myself, like at home, if I ever like sing to myself, where it's like when you're singing like that to yourself, the only person that thinks you sound good is you. And then if you're married or in a partnership, your delusional partner, they'll support it. But like, you never sound good. Like, you don't, it's just like a facts. And she's
Melissa,
like, Amazing Grace.
How sweet the sound that saved. And she says, a wench. A wench. It's a wretch.
It's a wretch, yeah. I thought she said witch or wench.
Maybe what? Witch would be better. She says wench. That saved a wench like me. And then Joe Gorga looks at the kids and he goes, singing.
Mommy's singing.
And he goes in there and he goes, baby, you sound like it's coming out of the radio. I'm like, oh my God. No, it doesn't.
this
Aaron,
episode,
he loves her so much.
He's obsessed with her, and he's like, but he, all he wants to do is like make her a star and like support her star turn into being like,
also,
the next Lady Gaga, but not too much.
Because yeah, he doesn't want her to be too unavailable.
No, I mean, like, she still is gonna have to like cook and clean and raise the kids. He's like,
and fuck,
and fuck at least once a day, if not two or three times. And she's like, you really think I can do it, honey? You really think I can be a singer? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, who will take care of the kids in the house? And he goes, well, you will. I mean, it's not like this is going to be a main source of income. It's not your money. It's just something you do for fun. I'm like, oh, what a sick deal.
I know.
I can do it. Like, you can hire like a gay to come in and like write a song for me that I can sing once, but like I can never make a cent off of my passion.
No. And awesome. This is just for fun. It's just for fun. It's not serious.
No, it's not serious or anything. But I support you 100%. I love that.
We cut to her being like, singing has been, she's like, I've always been a singer since I was a little girl. And then we cut to her at some like high school choir, and she's, it's like up very zoomed in. You don't hear her singing, but you hear her dad behind the camera going like, look at her, she's beautiful.
Yeah, there was no audio.
She got a nose job.
She got a few things, I think. I love her, any childhood footage of her with like a little afro.
Also, her dad looks like Joe Gorga.
Yeah, she literally just married her dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, he literally says, like, I feel like I should be a father figure. I was like, this is really healthy. For everyone. But
you're right. That whole, well, I'm going to go in here now.
Well,
I'm going to go sing over
here. On the bed. I'm just going to go fold some clothes. That's the most, I was like, that is a pure babe move that I actually deeply respect.
In any reality, the other person would be like, why are you announcing that?
Why are you singing a hymn?
Or like, why are you telling me?
I love. And then softly, not even like singing like the like a kid song or just something silly, like that you would go to like a fucking gospel song.
I know.
That was like me the other day. I got on a real like, I started singing like Phantom of the Opera to myself, and then things escalated because you're alone. And as they tend to do, I just like take things to another level and started like singing it to Tony.
Yeah.
And then he did not like it. And so he was like running away from me as I was singing him the like most romantic Phantom of the Opera song, the like All I Ask of You. And then I would like grab him and like swing him around and like say it, and then he would like run and hide under the chair. And that was my Melissa Gorga moment. But anyone else would be freaked out by it.
My power over you.
I go, that's all I ask of you.
Of you.
And say you'll tell me one
last time. Say you'll
and I follow through.
So then we cut to,
That's all I ask of you. And he'd look at me and be like, dick, 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 like run away.
So concerned. So we got to Caroline and Albert are playing golf. Caroline's wearing like a feathered like sweater vest, and she goes, it's cold out.
Being forced to watch your elder husband play golf is truly a fate worse than death.
But she hates golf, and this is the only time I've ever really related to her.
Yeah, I was like into her. She was like, it's boring.
She goes, golf is stupidest sport ever. I'm like, yes.
Amen, sister. She's really suffering from empty nest syndrome.
She goes, now that Albie and Christopher are gone, it's just empty. And I go, you still have Lauren.
Yeah, and even Albert Sr. is like, except Lauren. And then one of them's like, she ain't gonna last long. I was like, God, you guys. Caroline goes, there's no children, no food, no laughter. It's a hell of a blow.
Hell of a blow.
Hell of a blow.
Here she goes, it's a hell of a blow. She like kind of smiles like she's like,
hell of a ball.
Fighting back tears.
Yeah.
And then at one point she hits the golf ball and she goes, and it doesn't go in. She goes, can I move it? And I was like, that's me with my dad playing golf.
Seriously, me, if I'm ever forced to like go watch people play golf, I'm just like, what is life? Like, please.
Can I just ride the golf cart?
And then they're like, and I love him yelling at her, being like, no.
Yeah. He's like, Albert's like, I really think that you need to like get a purpose in your day. So he's basically like, he's like, no laughter. A hell of a blow.
A hell of a blow.
So he's like, you should utilize your skill set of like giving advice to people that you do in your column for like NJ.com or whatever. And which is a real site. And she's like, yeah, maybe I'll do like a radio show or something. But it's basically Albert's like trying to get her off his tail.
Yeah, he's like, get away from me. We spend so much time together. He's like, when are the grandchildren going to be born? So we'll have something to do.
Yeah.
Also, they're so obsessed with radio. I'm like, this really dates the show of everybody being like, you sound like you're coming from the radio. Like, everyone's radio obsession. It's like, it's 1944.
The radio. Whoa. But the radio station at Caroline, I used to listen to that.
101. What is it?
101.1. 101.5.
Woo.
PST. No, that's 97.5. PST. And then what's the 101?
Someone's
going to be like, hey!
Hey!
He's getting it wrong!
This fucking Jersey boy don't know the radio stations, my local stations. He ain't from New Jersey.
There's 97.5 PST.
Why do all radio stations have the same sign-off like that?
I don't know.
Because doesn't Kiss FM do that? They're like, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Probably.
That was like, I think what they did in Oklahoma, because there was a Kiss FM in Oklahoma City.
But yeah, that was a radio station that my mom would listen, that I would listen to in my mom's car. But anyway, it's in Trenton, broadcast from Trenton. But so Caroline's like, yeah, maybe I'll do that. Oh, no laughter. A hell of a blow.
A hell of a blow.
A hell of a blow. Then we got to the Loretta house.
And Chris reveals that Ashley, he's getting Ashley a new car.
A Jeep Wrangler.
For literally doing nothing.
She maybe was good for like 2 days.
She cleaned her room once and like walked the dog.
And then we cut to them and Jacqueline's like understandably like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, we just.
Like, why didn't you talk? Like, I thought we all agreed on like what was going to happen.
And Chris was like, he was like, yeah, I did it. I did it. I was like, geez. And then we cut. We see that there's a scarecrow in the decorative scarecrow in the corner of her kitchen dining table.
I love that she's fighting off the stregaria.
She cannot get out of autumn. Also, even though it's almost Christmas.
It cuts to fucking Ashley, and she's like, "Yeah, I deserve a car. I mean, it's not like I'm in and out of rehab."
She's like, I'm a good kid. I'm like, great. That's the bar is really high.
So low. It's like, you're not in and out of rehab multiple times. So you should get a car.
She's also wearing a lavender beanie.
The beanie game is so strong. And then also it's like, so Chris says he's going to pay. He's basically like making the down payment or whatever on the car. Because it seems like she's just getting a new car.
Yeah, he's like, I'll pay the first few months of the payment, and then you have to.
And he's like, do you think you can handle that? And it's like,
and she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. I'm still in the city with Lizzie.
Still like at the internship, and I have like a part-time job.
And I was like, yeah, your part-time job is like selling Oxy.
Your part-time job's selling Oxy, and like, I'm sure she gets a little bit of money for being on this show.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess you have, and you don't have like, you live at home, so you have just enough money to like, make a car payment, like a $300 a month car payment.
By the way, I was so floored when Brian Moylan tweeted, like, this, wanted to feel old. Next year is the anniversary of Lizzie Grubman running over people in the Hamptons.
Was it the 20th year anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that. Want to feel old next year. Lizzie Grubman running over people. One of them was Dabney Mercer.
I know. God, thank God she survived.
Yeah, so Ashley and Christopher goes, Jacqueline's like, I really wish you would have run this by me, Chris. And he's like, I did it and it's done. He's like, congratulations, you have a new Jeep Wrangler. And Ashley's like, cool, thanks.
And then Jacqueline's basically like, yeah, Chris considers himself to be her dad, and he's actually like the softy between the two of us because he wants her to like
love him as a dad.
Yeah. And that's Ashley knows how to work it.
He needs to go to like codependency.
They all need to go to Al-Anon.
Yeah. We cut to the Manor
Judice. And Joe Gorga has left Tree a voicemail, which she plays aloud. And then
Juicy Joe is on
Juicy
his tummy.
Literally
in their
just
bed.
Trying to sleep in.
It's like a Saturday morning. All the girls are running around. Teresa throws Adriana in his face and goes, "Same morning, Dada." And Joe's like, "Oh, Tree.
Oh. Tree, what the hell?"
Yeah, so she plays a voicemail. It's from on speakerphone. He goes, "Teresa, it's your brother Joe." And then Gia has been outside in the hall, in their insane hallway. That's crazy. There's like they have a parlor on their second floor.
Yeah, it's their whole here. House. Like, I don't understand like the architecture of it, like how it's set up, because I feel like it's only revealed to us like piecemeal.
Yeah.
But Gia's like practicing her gymnastics in their insane like upper foyer. And then Gia is such an empath. Like, as soon as she hears Joe's voicemail, she's like weeping.
She starts crying.
There's no reason like a child her age should be like brought to tears by drama such as this.
No, it's a little.
Deeply affected.
Yeah. Gia, the tomato. She goes, "Oh, mama. Oh, Zio Joe.
Oh, Zio Joe. Whenever he calls, my tomato flowers bloom."
So Joe's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna come to your." He's like, "I'm gonna try to come to Gia's gymnastics meet," and Teresa, she's like, "Why are you crying?" And Gia goes, "Cause it makes me happy." I was like,
and then
geez.
Joe Judice goes, "You're always crying." She shames Gia for like showing emotion. I'm just like, God, this family.
Joe, also, he's breathing really heavy.
Well, wouldn't you? He's literally like 500 pounds.
Of muscle.
He's literally just like a human fist.
Yeah.
He's also laying on his stomach trying to like talk to people. That's a very difficult. That was at me the other morning, like when I woke up and like Tony was running around and I was like, "Tony, stop." And then I like felt a little short of breath and I was like, "COVID?" And then I had to like talk myself off a ledge and be like, "No, you're fucking laying on your stomach. Like, what's wrong with you?"
I thought I like felt winded this morning.
I know. And then don't you go to straight to a place of COVID?
For sure. I felt I've been like working out too, like on and off. Like, I've been doing jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like not like that. I mean, I'm out of shape, but I'm not like doing no physical activity. So I felt like super winded when I went to the bathroom earlier, like when I stood up to go, and I was like, I felt like
scary.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll report back. Yeah, you're always crying.
And then also Joe, it's like fucking Teresa like can't, the way that she and Joe Gorga communicate is like she can't not be combative with him.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm gonna come." Right?
Yeah, she's like, "Well, it's a, like, you never want to come, so I don't know." And he's like, "Well, you never tell me." And she's like, "Well, I mean, you're always so busy. I mean, I don't know." And like, it just like always has to be like an argument.
She can't help herself.
Yeah, she cannot help herself. And so it's like, God, with that kind of mindset, like, you guys are never going to get along.
Yeah. It's unreal. But also she's so giddy to be talking to him.
Yeah.
She's like in love with him. Mm-hmm. Not even like a sexual. She just loves her brother so much.
Yeah, they have a very charged relationship.
Also, Joe and Teresa's duvet looks like it fell right off the truck going to the mall. For like a mall display.
Yeah, it's very like, it's a knockoff gaudy. Versace.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So we go over to the Wakilis, the perfect family. They gather Joey and Victoria in the family room, and they talk about how they, when the kids were young, they made them sign an anti-drug and alcohol contract that basically was like, they're going to follow the rules and like be good kids. So they're going to have them, they're doing a contract renewal.
Yeah. And I love their contract renewal, their process. They're like, you guys go write up your contracts and then bring them back here and we'll go over them.
And then they send the kids upstairs and they walk by, and there's this glamour shot of Victoria on like an easel with like
a hat,
with a cowboy hat on, with like on like an easel with like flourishings, like, yeah, a fleur-de-lis easel.
Really into that.
Me too.
As like, and as they come a child back that yearned for glamour shots and then like finally got them at one point and felt truly like the most glamorous girl in the world. I wish that they had been on more display.
Yeah. Then they come back down and Victoria goes first. She goes, I, Victoria Vakili, promise to not succumb to peer pressure to drink alcohol and drugs. So she's basically saying she's never going to drink, which I'm like,
good fucking luck. I think I signed contracts like this when I was young, too. It didn't work out that well for me.
I didn't. I wish I probably should.
A contract meant nothing to me.
So she does like she gives them what they want to hear, which is that she's not going to drink, which she probably is, but she's not going to tell them. And then Joey, little smart aleck, he goes,
well, listen, he goes, I'm probably going to have a drink on a Friday or Saturday night when I'm a junior or even a senior or even a junior in high school, you know?
No, and then, I'm probably going to have a drink. I was like, you're 10 years old right now.
Kathy has her jaws drop and she goes, no, I don't know. And then Richie goes, well, wait, let's not, you know, hold on. Let's hear him out. And Kathy's like, the fuck? He's 11. He's literally 12.
He's literally like...
I think he's like 14.
He's a babe. Like, he's too young to be like telling it like a... He's talking like he's like a 35-year-old man.
I mean, we were drinking when we were 14.
I mean, yeah, I started drinking when I was like 12, 13, but...
But he's a baby!
He's a baby! But I was like, I truly... If I ever have children and then they try and tell me this stuff, like, I'm going to have to take Learning Annex courses on, like, how to deal with that. Because my reaction would be just, like, to be, like, full shut it down and be like, no, you're not. Like, you're a fucking idiot if you think that that's what you're going to do, and it would make it worse.
Yeah.
So I feel like Rich is, like, I love him because he handles it, like... I mean, I don't even know what you say to a child that has that mindset because they are clearly going to just drink.
He knows it. He's like, he probably sees himself in his son and he's like, look, if he want to experiment, sorry.
No, Rich goes, you know, it's like, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate the honesty. It's bad for you. It's illegal. He says it's illegal.
Illegal? Instead
Which
of illegal?
He just misspoke, but he said it's bad for you. It's illegal. Then he goes, if you're going to have a drink, drink with me first.
He's like, try it out with me in the home. And then it's very European. And then Kathy goes, she goes, I'll let Rich think that he's the head of the house. And she goes, and that's fine with me. She goes, I want to be the neck. Without the neck, you don't got the head.
The head
don't work.
Feels like this. I was like, what? I was like, you guys are in for a wild ride.
Kathy's wild.
Kathy's wild, and Kathy's not about to let her son drink.
Victoria would be so stressed out
if my child told me that. Like,
but I think Victoria was
secondhand
like
stress.
She's probably like, you're a fucking idiot. Just tell them you're not going to like me, and then like come snort glue with me.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I would rather hear. I would rather be Victoria'd and just be like my little angel daughter, and then have her like go do her thing, and me never know about it. Than like have Joseph being like, now as you all know, I am gonna have a drink every once in a while on a Friday night. I would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
My mom calls that the not my kid club.
Like
the parents who were just like my kid.
Mm-hmm.
My kid doesn't do any of that because my parents were like, they knew I was. I mean, they knew I was drinking. I would tell them like I'm going to a party tonight, and they'd be like, as long as you don't drive.
Yeah.
And like I got grounded a few times, but like they were, you know, they were pretty. I think I was also the second child, so they didn't. They kind of let me run wild a little.
Yeah.
There were like designated people would. Be designated drivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was pretty good about that.
Oh, that's cool.
But I mean, I got in trouble a few times. Like I definitely got disciplined, but I wasn't like, I'm going to have a drink once in a while. Like I was discreet about it, but I also like, if I had to be, I would be like, I'm going to Dave Matthews.
Things are going to happen.
You're paying $60 for me to go drink.
Yeah. I was not very sly about any of it. Like, would come home and, like, walk into a wall.
Yeah, my mom always tells a story of, like, I came home one night. She picked me up from the Dave lot, and I came home. I like ate Wendy's like in the kitchen while my sister was telling something. She was home from college and something had happened to her. And like, there was this whole like thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there like listening while eating a spicy chicken sandwich. And then the next morning we were talking about it and they had to explain it to me all over again. And I was like, what?
Ooh.
And they were, my mom was like, Carrie.
Carrie. You're brown out.
Yeah. She also used to like open the basement door, and I'd be like, she'd hear like, broop, like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, blaring. She'd be like, Gary, turn it down. Like I'd have it all the way up, and I'd be like, what? And she would like open the door, and she said it would like wafted in like vodka, like orange juice smell, like screwdriver smell.
Nothing was better than getting like wasted and then getting on AIM.
Yeah. Just being like, I'm so drunk.
Being like, I'm so drunk and like drunk aiming with people.
Yeah.
I got caught one time for being drunk. My dad was like, come downstairs. I need to talk to you. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, you were drunk last night. And I was like, I totally wasn't. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he pulls up my AIM, which I was still logged into, of me being like, I'm so drunk. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I was pretending to be drunk to be like cool to people. And
he was like,
yeah, I think I got in trouble.
It literally says, my name is Laura Marie Shane Hall, and I'm so drunk.
So drunk. And then being like, God, I'm wasted to like five different people.
And like, I'm also not pretending.
Yeah. No, I'm literally wasted.
So we cut to Melissa, Gorga, and her older sisters go to Erez to shop.
Erez is chicer than Posh could ever be.
Yeah.
But it's also hideous.
It's heinous. Her sisters are just make me laugh so much.
They're so like deferent. They look like, identical. Defer to her. Yeah. And she's clearly like the unicorn of the bunch and like living the dream life that they wish that they all had.
Yeah. And they like kind of, like do like a rail of Melissa. Like just they get like their.
Yeah, and they have no choice.
They snort their daily fix of Melissa Gorga's life.
They have to, like, the power struggle is probably so real between all of them.
Because she's the baby.
Because she's the baby, but now she's, like, the wealthy, hot one. So they have to be like, whatever you say, Melissa.
The famous one.
Amazing in that dress, Melissa.
Melissa. The woman who owns Erez is so, she's like, Melissa, come on in. Like, she's so like, they're both, they're, these two owners, they're like so sycophantic with her.
They love her. They were like, we should probably give this to you because you spend so much money here.
She goes, Melissa, she goes, fashion show, Melissa, fashion show. And I was like, Jesus.
Melissa goes, I have a coat fetish. And then tries on like fake chinchilla, which people are obsessed with fake chinchilla in New Jersey specifically.
It's true. And then she's getting a party for her. They're having like a house party for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting like a gold dress. And we hear Teresa interject on her confessional. And she's like, Melissa was going to be a teacher before she met Joey. But of course, after they got married, she didn't have to work. She goes, I'm not saying. Or she's like, do I have to spell it out for you? Like, she gets what she wants. And I was like, but you did the same thing.
Yeah, so do you. Like, you didn't work until literally 2 years ago.
You didn't work until you were $11 million in debt and, like, under investigation by the FBI.
Yeah, and now you're literally working to, like, pay off your legal bills. But if you had it your way, you wouldn't work either. Teresa, I'm starting to, like, kind of turn on her because I'm just like, you are delusional. Like, you won't listen to anyone. You only believe your own.
She's annoying.
She's annoying.
She projects so much of her own like self-hatred on Melissa.
Yeah. And it's like,
she's talking about herself in that moment, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what you hate in other people is typically just what you hate mostly in yourself.
Also, why are you thinking, like, she really thinks about her brother and Melissa fucking a lot.
Yeah. Like, she's so concerned.
It's like, that's his wife. Like, they like that. She like doesn't want him to have sex with her, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is that whenever your family members or like siblings get into a relationship, that is then their new number one priority. Like, you then have to take a step down and their relationship comes first.
She can't handle that.
No, she can't handle it.
It's not even that she doesn't have like some weird thing with Joey. I think she just can't handle being second to anyone.
Mm-hmm. She's really competitive.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Dark tricks.
I've been hearing a lot more.
Me too. Melissa tells all her family and the employees at Erez that she's embarking on her music career, and everyone's super supportive and tells her it's what she's meant to do.
Also, Melissa's sisters are, I just said, they're so jealous of her.
Yeah, they hate her ass, but they have to like her because she probably gives them like some money.
Melissa, her AR is so weird in this scene. They definitely recorded it somewhere else because they're like, I think they're bringing in slices of her confessional in her like palatial like great room into the scene because it sounds like it's echoing and she's isolated. I don't know. That stuff always makes me laugh on Housewives. Yeah,
it did sound extra cavernous, and I just read it. I was literally like, "Wow, Erez is huge." I like wrote in my notes. I was like, "It's so much bigger than Posh."
No, I just love. I like. There was a Housewives of Beverly Hills episode last year where they injected AR into Kyle, and she's like, "We're going to be meeting her in Portugal." And like, it was just,
yeah, I remember that. They do that with Kyle a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
Speaking of Beverly Hills, it's almost back.
I know. I can't wait for Andy and Denise.
I need Denise's truth. She will be revealed tonight.
Yeah. I need
to
know what
Brandy. When does it premiere? Is it on Wednesday?
Yeah. Also, New York has been great.
New York has been really good. It's almost like too much for me to handle. Like, I have to kind of get into a certain headspace because it is on another planet.
I love Leah.
I love Sonia. Sonia makes my life fully complete.
Dorinda's hateful.
She can't handle the pressure of being like the main shitster. Like, it just does not. She doesn't come off well in that position.
No, because she's too aggressive. And also, when she was crying on last week's episode, she was like, "I have so much going on. I'm remodeling my manor in the Berkshires." I'm like, she's like, "I have so much going on. Life is not like, I have no levity in my life anymore." I'm like, what?
She's like,
"You're redoing your house."
And they'll be like, "It's 15,000. And the next day it's like 20,000. The next day it's like 25,000. I just like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, great. And?
Yeah. Anyway. We won't cross over the bridge and tunnels for that one. Melissa's like, "Yeah, Kathy introduced me to a songwriter from church who's going to help me write." She's like, I write the lyrics down. I text them to him. The ideas, they just come to my head. And he put it all together in a song. And then one of them goes, "You're going to blow up.
You're going to blow up. You have the look. You have the body." They're like, basically just like, "You are the next Britney Spears." And I'm like, not so fast, honey. She is a slave for Joe Gorga and Joe Gorga alone. You think he's going to share his wife with the world? Think fucking again.
Yeah.
This is like when in The Sopranos, like, Tony let Carmela renovate that house.
Mm-hmm.
And she like thought that she was like getting to do her like solo project on the side finally, but it was really just like to shut her up and to like get her to not question like what happened to Adriana. This is like,
are you watching Ozark?
You know what, I like wanted to, but then I just like, I don't want to get into it.
It's pretty good.
Is it good this season?
Yeah, this season's the best season.
I mean, I binged it over Christmas. Like, I started watching it and made my mom watch it. And then we watched all of it in, like, 6 days, season one and two. And then, I don't know.
It's really good. Okay, it's really good.
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it.
Laura Linney is just a national treasure.
I love Laura Linney.
And Janet McTeer, who plays the lawyer for the cartel.
Oh, she's really a power. She's powerful, too.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking the other day, like, I want her to call me her spouse.
She was about to say that. I was like, if I was to marry a woman, I would want it to be her.
Yeah. Or not even like get, I just want her to say it to me.
Yeah.
And then like punch me or something.
I would love to be the wife of like a powerful lesbian cartel attorney.
For a Mexican cartel.
Yeah. And I'm like, babe, leave me out of it.
Yeah.
But like, just don't tell. I'm like, babe, don't tell me anything. I have to
send
pod.
Send
me to Tahoe to pod, and I'll see you when you get back from Mexico. Okay.
I want to marry. It would just be fun as a gay man to marry like a power lesbian.
It would be really fun.
And then like, you don't have to have sex. You just like, you just like are a kept person by this like Janet McTeer cartel lawyer. Oh my god.
I pray for you. I pray for all the gays that that happens to them. But I also want to be, I want me,
I think,
and like,
I think you, I think you need my, to get it.
All my gay friends and I to be all kept by various power lesbians. And then we're all just like, our wives are away, but we will
We're the
play.
Wags.
Yeah, we're the wags. And like, they are doing truly illegal shit.
Wives and gays.
Wives and gays. And we don't know anything about it. And I'm like, she went to Mexico again. She's up to no good. And all the gays are like, yeah, I know. And then I'm like, it's crazy. Anyways.
That'd be a funny web series.
What?
Just inexplicably, like, a couple women and a bunch of gays were all married to like lesbians who were all involved in like a we can cut this out, we can save this,
fully illegal,
yeah,
up to truly illegal activity, and you're just like, babe, just don't tell me about it, okay?
Yeah,
it's kind of devs.
Hey, we're not going there,
hun. No, I don't want to know, don't tell me. Tree
is Adriana's hiding behind a window curtain.
Adriana's truly so cute. I can't, like, her kids are just so fucking cute. They're like Tony levels of cute to me. I can't take it.
They are. They're very, they're pug like.
Tree takes to her bathroom, and I gasped when I saw this palatial bathroom that is made of terracotta marble with like gold furniture.
Carrara and terracotta.
I could not believe it, and I wanted that bathroom,
but it's so empty, and they had to get rid of a lot of their furniture, I think, so it's like
it's a stressful their house is like living very, situation
very mausoleum-esque,
and they have and like a sitting, rolled up rug in their bedroom that you know is like about to be like toted off by the government,
yeah, or there's like a body.
Yeah, they
or there's
rolled
like
up.
There's like stashed like evidence in the rug.
They're the kind of people that like bury like $100,000 of cash like in the yeah. front yard.
They have Teresa and Joe just have like cash stored all around the house.
Yeah, they have like their stash with like copies of their passports or just like fake passports ready to
yeah,
fucking
fake.
Go at any time.
Yeah. And like guns everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Teresa? Remember when the cops came at the Posh Fashion Show and Teresa was like, "What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about." She's doing all her makeup. I think she talks to Jacqueline on the phone.
Mm-hmm. She tells Jacqueline like, that Joe is going to come to Gia's meet.
Gia's sitting. I like Gia was sitting like very butch on the stairs. She was like texting.
She's like she powerful like, butch energy for sure.
She does. Jacqueline's like, well, good. It looks like he's really trying to like make. You know, make progress with you and like, you know, make amends with you. And then Teresa goes, after what he did to me? Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
God, let it go.
Let it go. But that just shows you she can't, if something's going well, she has to destroy it.
Yeah. And like, she'll never, she truly doesn't want to like forgive this person.
No. Like she wants to, but she can't.
She doesn't want peace.
No, she wants chaos. Jacqueline and Chris take Ashley to the Jeep Wrangler dealership to the in Ramsey, New Jersey. And Ashley like skips over to her Wrangler and she goes, ew, I can't even say this line. She goes, mine. She touches it and she goes, mine. And then she looks at her parents and goes, you can't has it.
My skin was fuck. Crawling.
I said, I can has culture is thankfully dead.
Yeah.
And it was fully hetero hell.
It was full hetero hell. And also, like, I was mad that her Jeep Wrangler was so nice. Like, the color combination was really luxe. Like, black, shiny, with, like, that tan leather interior.
But that...
Mine. You can't have it.
You can't have it. I was like,
she
what's
invented
sexy
that.
Baby?
Yeah, sexy baby with your fake dad.
Yeah. I can ask culture went straight to hell.
It did go straight to hell. That's when you first get into hell. The devil greets you and goes, I can has
your soul.
I can has your soul.
You two things that are burning in hell. Side. Here are the things that for me are burning in hell right as we speak. Ronald and Nancy Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
the Manny Cam, and Icon has
his full hellacious material.
Yeah.
And then there's like a really awkward semi fight that Ashley has with Chris where he's like, I'm gonna keep a set of keys, and she's like, no.
She goes, no.
She goes,
if you're gonna be like this, and like, I don't even want it. I'm like, you fucking brat. You're such a bitch.
Yeah. And I was like, I was waiting, because this power struggle is obviously just a power struggle that goes nowhere. Because if I was a parent, if I was him in that situation, I'd be like, fine, then we're not getting it. And the car conversation's over. You can tell Jacqueline's over it. She's ready to shut down this car moment.
She looks so unhappy.
She's so unhappy. She's literally disengaged, like texting on her phone. And I would have been like, if that's how you're going to act right now, I don't give a shit. I will cancel this entire car conversation. You can go back to like hailing taxis.
Ashley's like, no. She goes, you have like four cars. And he goes, I have one car. She goes, you have a Mercedes and a Bentley and a Range. And then Jacqueline goes, one car. She doesn't drive all of them.
She's like, Jacqueline's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And like,
and then Ashley, yeah,
can't
Ashley's
believe she's
texting
like rewarded
and then,
for this horrific behavior.
Ashley's like texting all her friends, and Jacqueline goes, stop texting. And then Michael Arante, this car dealer, comes over, and I go, he looks like one of Trump's lawyers.
Yeah, he is like a very Trump lawyer vibe.
Oh, can I just say though, I love a New Jersey car dealership.
It looked really nice in there. I wanted to go to New Jersey and get a Jeep.
Okay. I remember going to this one dealership to get like a minivan or something. I just remember it was like a hot summer day, and we just spent like an hour and a half there. The smell, going inside, the dealers, all the paperwork, just being so excited to get a car.
Mm-hmm. It smells like so nice in the new car.
Mm-hmm. Michael Arante comes over and he goes, hello. She goes, how's it going, mom? To Jacqueline. And Ashley goes, my name's Ashley. And he goes, Ashley. And she goes, sir, to Chris. he repeatedly calls Jacqueline mom.
Yeah, she is not. Jacqueline, how's it going? Not well, bitch. She's unhappy. She's like, why the fuck is this brat getting a car?
She's like,
she literally turns to her. She goes, run it by me next time.
Yeah. Not well, bitch.
Not fucking
my daughter
well,
is
bitch.
She goes, Ashley doesn't see me as a mom anymore. She goes, she uses me for rides and money. She goes, that's the only purpose I serve.
She's so over it.
Yeah.
I would it's be so, too. I would just be like, how on fucking earth?
Yeah.
I can has.
People like get to an aunt? Like, I feel like if my daughter turned out like Ashley, I would genuinely dislike her and like not want her around anymore.
Yeah, I think parents don't like their kids. I think parents
like,
love their children.
That level where you're just like, okay, like I hope you don't die, but I also never want to see you again.
I think parents, if their kids are like really bad, you can't not love your kid.
I mean, I feel like some probably could.
Maybe some.
I mean, if they're true assholes, they're assholes to you constantly all the time.
But I'm saying I think that they can like strongly dislike their kid.
Yeah, but you think like love is always there no matter what.
Do you ever see We Need to Talk About Kevin?
I'm going to ask the readers, do any of you hate your kid genuinely? Right into the podcast.
Yeah, I want to hear those.
I want to hear like if you're genuinely like I'm sure there are asshole parents that are like, I hate my kid or whatever, but that's like more on them. But like, is it possible to like really dislike your kid to the point where you're just like, get away from me?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are like I think you have moments of probably hating your kid, being like, I fucking hate my life. I wish I wasn't a parent. Anyway.
Damn.
We're not talking about like Casey Anthony. We're talking
about... I'm just talking about like your kid is such a jerk that you're just like, how did you come out of me? I'm so cool and you're a fucking loser. You're so mean. And like you and I have nothing in common. And like, I just don't straight up don't like you. Get out of here.
Imagine being like, God, my kid's such a fucking loser.
I'm gonna lose. I mean, more. I think I'm talking about just like your.
I know. I'm just
an asshole.
Yeah.
Anyways, let me know.
Let me know. But yeah, Jacqueline's over it. Ashley gets rewarded, and all is right in the world.
Yeah, Ashley's like, bye. See you at home.
Bye.
She's gonna go drive to like Virginia to pick up Oxy.
I really do, though. I was like, in this moment,
and fireworks.
I missed being like a little spoiled brat, like teenager.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have had my like own Ashley moments and struggles.
We all have.
But I was like, in this moment, I was like, God, like, you never really know how good you have it until it's gone. And it's like 10 years later and you're watching it on Real Housewives and you're like, damn.
Ashley goes to Virginia to buy illegal fireworks. That's what that's her hustle. Ashley sells fireworks.
She piles like as many friends as she can in her new Jeep and they book it. They get a 18 case of beer and just drink and drive on the way down to Virginia.
They floor it on 95 to buy fireworks to sell in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I love back to the Wakili's house. The kids are in the basement and they're Victoria's doing she's helping with a charity about Brain Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a boxing bus in the background, which is so chilling. It's like the lights are half off in the basement. They have like a full bar kitchen in their basement, which looks cool.
Yeah, it's a cool chill spot.
So we find out that Victoria had a brain tumor when she was 10. And it was the size of a
10-hour surgery.
Tennis ball.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
She seems to have made a full recovery.
There's a picture of Teresa, like they all came together for the family during that time. And Kathy's like, I wish it was just like that again.
And like, I love her educating her little brother, being like, he's like, what happened? She's like, you were there the whole time.
He's like, yeah, I just saw relatives coming and going. And he's like, only women like charity. She's like, you're a fucking idiot.
And then she's like, it's really cute to see her being like, I hope that we're always friends forever. Like, we should have a contract between us that we'll always be friends.
Hold on, Lewis.
There's no escape from the darkness.
No, they have like a true, like, friendship.
Yeah, it's cute.
Then
Anthony, the songwriter, comes over to Melissa's house to reveal that he's written her a show tune.
He's fully a big old church guy.
He's like, yeah, I got a million texts from you, which is like, Melissa's totally the kind of person that it's like, instead of just like writing all your thoughts in one email, it's just like, she got the intro to him and just started sending him like sentence fragment text messages.
And he was like, who is this? And she was like, oh, it's Melissa.
Oh, it's Melissa. And then she'd be like, leaf on the tree. Like, love my kids. She's like, lamplight is crucial. Like, just random shit that just he's like supposed to make into a song.
Granite. She has Kitchen Island. Granite countertops. Dun, dun, dun,
Stirring risotto. Dun.
Yeah.
Like, just things that inspire her.
She's like
laundry.
Pine Sol. Love the smell of Pine Sol. Do, 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 do.
Clorox, disinfect it all, countertops.
Do, 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 do. Gotta press those clothes. Do, 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 do. Coat hanger.
I think I've come up with something really amazing for you.
And she sent one more and she goes, by the way, and he wakes up at like 4 a.m. There's just a text from like an hour earlier and it just says ceiling fan.
She's like,
he's like, yeah, she comes bursting
duvet
in
cover.
Duvet cover.
Pillow. Like, the corner came out of the duvet cover.
Closing my eyes.
closing my eyes, going to sleep, just woke up. She texts him like a stream of consciousness throughout the day for like 10 days straight. Yeah. It does total out to a million text messages that truly she goes, nothing to him.
It's like an E.E. Cummings.
And then he has to like put all of them. So when he's like, I put them all, I think I really nailed it and put them all into a song. This is literally probably just a song that he wrote for himself once that he like wants out in the world.
Yeah. It's like the gayest.
It has nothing to do. It truly came off like a show tune.
He gets over to the piano and Antonia watches and he goes, doom, 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 doom. I was like, whoa, when he played the piano. I can feel the weight of the world creeping down on me. And he sings it like really, he has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, he's really killing it.
And then he sings it and Melissa goes, I can't do that.
He's like, on display, on display, on display.
On display. And he goes, ah. He does a falsetto at one point. Melissa's like, oh, she's like, holy cow, I can't sing that.
And we're like, yeah, sure we know.
Yeah, we're like, I know, but your husband. Grace.
Your husband threatened to fucking punch me in the gazunga if I didn't come over here and make you a song.
He threatened to, string me up and expose me for being a gay.
Cut my dick off.
Family.
Yeah, he's going to out me to my family.
And then Teresa sings it. She's like, I can feel the weight of the world. I had to like find, I can't even replicate this.
No, I know. I pulled it up too because I was like, I want to hear the song again.
Play it.
Okay, hang on. Oh, I have to bring it up on my phone. One moment. Is this the only song that she had?
Yeah.
Love that. This is the extent of her singing career. I don't want to go to bravotv.com.
I can feel the weight of the world pushing down on me.
This is hot. Feel the weight of the world pushing down on me.
Each and every day, every... Oh my god, I totally thought... Everybody's waiting on me to fall. Everybody's waiting on me to crawl. But thinking... The song is about Teresa.
Yeah, the song also has nothing to do with her life. Truly, if you like break it down, it just is like Anthony wanted to like write a pop song. And this was like his only hope was Melissa Gorga.
When you brought up the household cleaning things, when she says paparazzi in her song, I thought she said peroxide.
probably was like, he incorporated things that rhymed with like Clorox and peroxide.
Yeah.
And like dish detergent in her song.
He's like, I think you got what it takes.
Hi, cutie.
Tony. So when we go to Caroline calls Jacqueline. And Jacqueline's like, Caroline's in the car. She's like, I'm driving to Trenton. Driving through Trenton right now. Jacqueline's
it's all
like,
abandoned buildings. I don't
it's
know
all
where
abandoned
I am.
Building. This man over here is going to murder me.
Caroline shook by her surroundings.
Trenton
also,
is.
I was shook too. I was like, I would not feel inspired to like do my show if I had to go to Trenton, New Jersey with just like cranes and like deserted buildings.
Trenton makes, the world takes. Trenton is, if you want to be at the New Jersey Transit station in Trenton, hi Tony, That's a real.
Where do they pass Trenton? Does Tony pass it when he drives in the Sopranos opening?
No, Trenton's central. Trenton's the capital of Jersey. It's between Philly and New York. Mm. It's like 40 minutes from where I grew up.
Love that.
It's a really. It's. I mean, yeah. It's a good. I mean, it's fine. It's just like boring. Hey,
tell me where Trenton is or else I'll cut you.
Trenton is okay. So Jersey goes in like this.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is right here.
In
Trenton is right meets it like almost is Pennsylvania. It like meets right there with Bucks County is right over the way. So fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
So Caroline goes in for a meeting. She goes, well, Jacqueline's like, Teresa, she's like, Teresa and Chow are going to reunite at Gia's meet. And Caroline goes, oh, well, good for them. I hope it mends them.
And then she goes in and has like a brief meeting with like, oh, no, it cuts to Gia's meet then.
Well, we can just talk about the meeting because I was interested. So that goes, they're in this studio is like in this back parking lot. There's like, it's like cold sunlight. I know, you know how it looks, you know how it feels. She walks in and this guy Nate, I think, greets Ray. And she goes,
Eric. he goes, no, Ray.
And she goes, you have pretty blue eyes, Ray. I was like, damn,
she's really laying it on thick. Also, it's like a classic pivot when you like fuck up someone's name to like cover up the fuck up with like a beautiful compliment.
But make intense eye contact. Beautiful blue eyes.
Beautiful blue eyes, Ray. But my favorite person in this whole zone was the receptionist. She's no nonsense, and she at one point looks to the camera and is just like completely over it.
With the nose ring?
The blonde receptionist.
Oh, right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right when you walk in.
She's like, don't fucking film me.
No, she's just like.
So they walk in and they. She sits down, and I also said when Caroline was like, it's so scary over here. I was like, you're such a snob.
Yeah.
About, like, Trenton. Don't shame Trenton.
Justice for Trenton. I was with her. I was like, I don't like it here either, Care. Yeah.
No, I don't want to, like,
mm-mm.
I don't want to drive around there. So they have a meeting, and they're like, what's your radio experience? And Caroline goes, my radio experience is, she goes, my radio experience is, I don't have any, but I have life experience. And that's what people want to know. They want to hear me talk about my life. And they're like, okay.
All right.
And then you see like a little, she brought like little printouts for them, like a little guide for her meeting.
Yeah. And then they ask her like some sample, like hard hitting sample questions. They're like,
there you go. It's like a guy friends his old high school girlfriend on Facebook. Like, would you be upset about that if your husband did that? And Caroline goes, no, not at all. Wouldn't faze me one bit. She goes, if Facebook's going to ruin your marriage, and your marriage was done before it even started.
Facebook isn't the problem. Your marriage is the problem. And they're like, I like it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Her radio show. I was like, I can't watch like radio content.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm like, who even listens to the radio anymore? Like, what even is the radio?
Unless it's like Howard Stern.
Yeah, but that's like SiriusXM is a different radio than just like 101.5 like radio, like just like local radio.
I listen to the
shows.
LA radio.
You love it. I do listen to NPR.
Yeah. And KPX. What is that one?
I don't know.
KCP.
I love this, like, veering off and just, like, reminiscing on radio.
KCRW.
That's NPR, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
KCRW.
Yeah.
KCRW.
Anyways. So, Caroline's like, they're like, well, we're gonna, he's like, they're like, we've got some more people to talk to, but we'll be in touch. I'm like, okay, just tell her she's gonna get it. Cause she's,
we get it. We know she gets a job. Like, why would you even have this if she didn't get it? Anyways.
I was like, Albie definitely had these people threatened.
I know. Like, oh, the suspense is killing me.
Yeah.
So then we go, we're at Gia's meet, and poor sweet Gia.
Her little outfit.
Her little outfit, and then all the sisters are dressed up in gold outfits, too, to, like, compliment her little meat outfit. Mm-hmm. And then Tree and Joe Giudice are there, and Joe Giudice literally couldn't care less.
Gia's, like, waving heartily to Teresa and Joe Giudice, and Teresa's, like, being so excited. And Joe, he's so insecure about his, like, manhood that he can't even, like, be effusive to his kid. And that's why she's crying about her uncle. Because he gives her affection.
And he is excited about, like, things that she does and, like, relates to her on, like, a deep emotional level.
Yeah. And Joe doesn't care.
Yeah.
Teresa's mom is there. Joe Giudice's sister is there.
It's just so sad. And then Gia is, like, wondering where Joe Gorga is the entire time.
She's mouthing from the... She's going, there's Uncle Joe. And Teresa's like, I think she's looking for my brother.
She's stressed out. She doesn't know where he is. And then, like...
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, like, what? You're so loud. Like, you're in a group of other people just, like, trying to watch kids do gymnastics. Like, this is distracting.
Yeah.
And then Gia performs okay, but she messes up on a couple things. And then Joe and Melissa arrive super late, and I'm like, who... There's had to be some sort of miscommunication about, like, timing. But it also just doesn't help the situation.
No, and I truly believe, like, they would have been there.
Yeah. But she called him day of to, like, tell him about this. So that's not a lot of heads up.
They also have three babies of their own.
Yeah, the whole thing is just, like, upsetting because they come in. Well, first, like, Antonia comes in, and then she, like, hugs Teresa and hugs, like, one of the kids, like, Melania or Gabriella or someone. And then Teresa's like, Joe, say hi to her. And he refuses to say hi to Antonia, a child. And Joe Giudice goes, she never says hi to me. I was like, okay,
she's
Joe.
Four.
She's literally a child.
She never says hi to me.
She never says hi to me. And then Teresa starts poking at Joe and Melissa. And she's like, didn't you know what time it started? Didn't you know? It's kind of over now. Didn't you know what time it started? It's like, Teresa, please.
Melissa goes into a fugue state.
Melissa's eyes glaze over.
She's so used to this. She could not get
into the distance.
She couldn't give a shit. She's just like, you know what? Gia's all excited. Like,
Teresa's late to literally everything. She was 2 hours late to, like, her own
christening
birthday. Yeah, like, it's enough.
Tony. And then Joe Gorga goes, and, like, they're getting awards, and then he goes alone over to, like, the railing and, like, does, like, the whistle for Gia, and Gia's, like, eyes light up. I know what that feels like. Like, I remember I played a Little League game once, and my estranged aunt came. Mm-hmm. She wasn't estranged then. She's estranged now. And she came. They were visiting from Boston. And I was like, I was terrible. I fucking hated Little League. It was so bad. And I remember just turning around, and my aunt was like, going like, O'Donnell's got the, you know, the best spot in the field. You know, like, she was just being, like, sweet. And I was like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know that. I get it.
It's so special, and, like, I want for Gia. It just is, like, it's very sad to see how negatively affected children are by the adults'
mm-hmm.
drama. And, like, it's such a reminder that, like, how innocent children are affected by, like, elders acting shitty to each other.
Extended family dysfunction is really, it's really bad.
It's really toxic. And, like,
it's toxic.
The kids more than everyone else.
Yeah.
It hurts everyone. But, like, those kids, when they're crying, they can't play with each other. And it's just, like, you see someone like Gia who's just, like, cries at the drop of a hat and is, like, so tuned in to, like, the discord between Teresa and Joe Gorga. And it's just, like, she should not be aware of any of this.
And she should not be that, like, prone to tears at that age.
Yeah. And, like, she's, unless, like, so deeply affected and, like, in the know. It's just, like, unfair to her.
It is. I feel really bad for Gia.
Yeah.
And then Mama Gorga, Nona Gorga, she she's like very cool with the Gorgas. Like she doesn't really acknowledge them.
Yeah.
She's like so, like she definitely favors Teresa. And she
favors Teresa for sure. And then also like is walking out with Joe and kind of still gives him shit for like being late or whatever. And then gives him like a gift, I guess, to give to Melissa. It was really unclear.
No, he gives. So she's like, yeah, she's bitching at him. She's like, you were late. And he's like, Mom, I have kids of my own. Like, Teresa's not the only one that has kids. And like, it's a Saturday. Like, we get to haul ass out here to like fucking Blairstown or whatever the fuck. And you're yelling at me. And she's like, oh, she's your sister. And then she goes, now take this, give it to your angel. And she's talking about Antonia. And it's like a little like angel ornament or something.
Like a necklace or something.
And he's like, do you want to give it to your granddaughter? And she's like, No, you give it to her. And she drives away and he's like, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for literally nothing.
Yeah. He's like begging her to say hi to his kid.
Yeah. And the kids are upset because they're not allowed to play together.
Melania's crying. Melania and Antonia are crying.
Yeah. And Antonia is like, they're all just like deeply negatively affected. And I just wrote, this family drama is sad.
And they're like all going in separate cars. And you hear Antonia go, why can't Melania sleep over?
Yeah.
And
this
Melissa's is like, not tonight. And then she goes, I don't like you. You're being mean.
This is in the point, like, when I started upon my first, like, Jersey experience, when I started to kind of tune out, because I was just like, this is too sad for me. Like, I'm seeing like when children start to get like their lives are like being changed by this, like this is stuff that they're gonna that's gonna affect them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, when you have like cousins that you can't see, it's like it sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks anyway. And then it just ends on a bleak ass note.
Yeah, and then Melissa reveals that, like, she's the most excluded by everyone, and everyone blames her for all the family drama, and, like, even when she's around, and I was like, that sucks for her.
It sucks for everyone.
Yeah.
Melissa is a scapegoat, I think, for that family.
Mm-hmm. And they're mostly because they're probably jealous haters. Like, if Melissa wasn't hot, they would probably be a lot nicer to her.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think Nona Gorga is probably, like, deeply jealous of her.
Yeah. You've got to watch My Brilliant Friend because it also just like gives so much like context into like Italian culture and like family culture.
I will.
Not that I would say like I'm not so dumb that I think that like everything just boils down to what I'm watching in My Brilliant Friend, but it is just like a glimpse into.
Yeah. Irish Catholic, I mean
deep family, like Italian family dynamics, and like,
yeah,
the role, like roles of women and men and families and stuff is very much like, whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
it's a depressing note to end on. And I was also like, what the fuck, like why didn't we get that showdown between Joe and Tree that we were promised last episode? They're stretching that out a long time.
They really are. It's what they do to us.
It's what they do, and we just take it.
Well, tune in next week for another quarantine episode.
Yeah, we'll be here. We ain't going anywhere.
You can follow Laura at larsmarie.com.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Instagram. I just killed a fly. Thank you, God.
Oh my God, I love that. You can follow Carrie at eCarrieO. If you want to purchase some sexy, unique merch, you can do that at sexyuniquestore.com. If you want a cameo, Tony.
Me and Laura are both on Cameo. You can look up our profiles. Just for a very low price, you can get a cute little message from us if you want, if you so please.
So think about that. And
stay healthy.
Stay healthy, stay safe. Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.